این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. As sermons carried political connotation in early days of Islam and Friday prayer was a political gathering, your sermons are also political. Friday prayer is a political act of worship. Unfortunately, one sees in places that in Friday prayer ceremonies there is no talk of matters dealing with the needs of Muslims.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that God willing, we shall not let the Kaaba and the Hajj, this great pulpit which from atop the humanities, lofty station should broadcast the voice of the oppressed people to the entire world and to make the song of monotheism echo everywhere, to blow the trumpet of compromise with America and the Soviet Union as well as with the Kufr and Shirk. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's taking the names of two superpowers of his own time, which was the US and the Soviet Union. And on the other hand, he mentions the Kufr and Shirk. What he wants to say is that basically the arrogant powers, if they are oppressing the nations, we should not compromise with it. And this has been learned through the Hajj, the Kaaba and the Hajj, the rituals at the Hajj, especially the pulpit of the Hajj, the Imam of the Kaaba. It is his duty when everyone is there, the whole Muslim nation or the representatives of the Muslim nation. Because at the time of Hajj, we have people coming from all around the world. They are representing their own countries. We must raise our voice against all kinds of arrogant powers.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
So basically, whoever is the arrogant, we must raise our voice against that arrogancy, that oppression, those oppressors. And this is what Hajj is all about. Hajj is about to convey our message, the message of the Muslim Ummah. The Muslim Ummah has its own representatives at the Hajj. And the whole Muslim Ummah, no matter these Muslims living in US, in UK, in Europe, in the Eastern countries, in the Western countries, wherever they are, Hajj is the voice of the whole Muslim Ummah. And this Hajj should not compromise with the arrogant powers. Rather, it should force the arrogant powers to leave their arrogancy. It should raise its voice against the oppression. And those who are oppressed, they should feel safe at the time of the Hajj. They should feel safe when they're communicating with the Muslims or when they're socializing with the Muslims, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, إله